Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 10 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. If you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here, it's just you and me, just the two of us. As you know, every week I take a couple segments and talk about things that are on my mind. And today I want to talk about schools. You know, folks, there's never been a time in the history of the marketplace when tried and true best practices, often mislabeled old school, are being so indiscriminately brushed aside by digital leverage best practices that we'll call new school. While sorting out what part of properly labeled old school to shed, like running a business without a mobile strategy, or which new school practice to adopt, like a digital transformation strategy, we must remember that there's a third category of best practices that often get lost in the generational translation. Those best practices are what I call the school, also known as the fundamentals. The school best practices were originally formed and forged into fundamentals by our forebears using 100% analog leverage. These operating elements were alive and essential before and during the pandemic, and they will be immutably relevant and imperative as we increasingly operate in a 100% digital dimension. The more digital we have, the more of these fundamentals from the school we will need. Volumes have been written about the school fundamentals, but we're going to look at them in terms of resetting your business in the post-pandemic reality that I've named the new regular, as you know, because there's nothing normal about what's just happened or where we're going. And whether you're a veteran steeped in old school or a new school newbie, I'm going to give you 11 these school fundamentals, which are as timeless and non-negotiable today as they were yesterday and will be tomorrow. First up is financial statements. Become an expert at the understanding of your financial statements. The P&L, also known as the operating statement, the balance sheet, do you have one of those? And cash flow projections, and that's different from a cash flow statement that your accounting will produce, your accountant, your CPA produces you a cash flow statement. I don't mind. I think that's fine for you to have a cash flow statement, but you really have to, the three you need, in my opinion, the P&L, the balance sheet, and the cash flow projection, and that'll be the one that you create by yourself. Spend more time with the numbers below the revenue line on your operating statement, which is where you find your gross profit percentage and number. You need to know both of those. Don't just create your financial statements. Manage your business with them and do that every day. The second one is budgets. Well, yuck, right? Nobody likes budgets, but your financial train needs a track to run on. Creating budgets isn't hard. Sticking to them is. As business planning galactic guru Tim Berry, our old friend Tim, says, there's power in comparing plan versus actual with your budgeting strategy. Someone once said, if you take care of the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. You take care of the pennies with a budget. Next is cash management. Nothing in a small business is more potentially perilous than your cash flow reality. You've heard of taking your breath away. You may have had your breath taken away by how much cash you go through. Whether sales are up or down, you must be intimately familiar with your cash picture today, tomorrow, and for the next 12 months. You will never feel more in control of your business than when you can project and track cash into the future, even if some of the months that you project, it's negative. You'll never feel more in control. I've been tracking my cash 12 months. Actually, I have a 5-year spreadsheet that I use and I roll over. I've been doing that for 30 plus years. As the owner, The capitalize your business buck stops with you. That means you can't delegate the cash flow management fundamentally. You have to do it yourself, especially if you're a small business. I don't do that. I don't delegate. I do it myself. Next is inventory. As an alternative state of cash, inventory isn't more immediately perilous, but it's more fragile. Inventory that isn't turning is declining in value through theft, damage, and obsolescence. Just-in-case inventory practice is an old school worthy of retirement. Just-in-time inventory management is a newer member of the school fundamentals that you must practice. Next is vendors. Division of labor, the original marketplace lever, by definition also begat the vendor concept. Even vendors have vendors. And since it's a symbiotic relationship, your vendor's success depends on your success. Make every vendor a partner in your inventory management, improving margins, lowering freight costs, and new regular ways to serve customers. Get rid of any vendor that only wants to sell you stuff. Next is systems. It's more likely than not that you're using you've got structurally outdated and unproductive systems in your operation. If you're looking for low-hanging fruit, if you're looking for a way to begin your digital transformation strategy, look here for automation opportunities. Scrutinize employee schedules, delivery routes, operating hours, whatever idea you may have about your systems. Nothing is sacred. Plus, this effort will help address the current employee shortage. If you can automate systems, you won't have to hire a person to do them. Next is customers. God bless them, everyone. But you still have to manage everyone differently. Customize customer relations with the most profitable A's to the least profitable D's. Worship the A's, cater to the B's, encourage the C's, and let the D's learn the meaning of self-service. You might even have to fire a few customers. Number 8 is products. Same song, ABCD, different verse. Don't fall in love with products. Stock the fast-turning A's, keep some of the B's handy, only a couple of the C's, but never let a D spend the night under your roof unless the customer's already paid for it. Blasingame's law of business love states, it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. That means you only love products that your customers love, and only those that they love today. Number 9 is add value. Arguably, value is the most imperative customer-touching old-school fundamental. Only the relevant will survive in the digital age, and only those who continually add value will achieve and sustain relevance. Adding value to achieve multifaceted relevance is your only real advantage over big tech. If you're trying to make sure that you can compete with Amazon, with Apple, with whoever, Walmart, the only way you can do that is the value-added component of your special sauce, because they don't have that. They can add value, but they can't add value like you. You got to ramp that up. Number 10 is employees. Humans are born old school and then convert to new school. The greatest management challenge for all businesses is A, helping old school employees join us in the third decade of the 21st century, and B, teaching new school members the eternal value of the school fundamentals. The new school kids don't appreciate the school fundamentals automatically. And last is bankers. Your banker should be your business's best friend. Good news or bad, an informed banker will help you, but an uninformed banker is a scared banker, and nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker. If you want to calm your banker down, show him or her your 12-month cash flow projection. Even if some months show negative, that's okay. Use these school fundamentals as the nexus between old school and new school, and success will come and play in your backyard. And remember this, folks. You're never too cool for these schools. 20 after. I'm Jim Bison. I'll be right back.
Well, my time went down, talking on the feet of the
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.